Test, test. Okay, that's me. The only thing is, we might pick up Ben's interview going on right next door.
So maybe we should go into the back.
Here we go. That's early. Okay, I'm here in the Evans Brothers office with Rick and Randy Evans, Jack Peterson here for 88.5 KRFY, recording on Monday, the 6th of December. We were just getting started and talking about when you guys came on board. Evans Brothers is very possibly one of the very longest standing underwriters of the radio station. Do you remember your when you got involved and what that was like?
Yeah, I remember way back before KRFY was on the air, talking with Scott Daly, who was, I think, a big part of kind of getting the initial momentum going.
Absolutely,
you know, and a community radio station. You know, independent radio station. We're all about that. We were happy to support from the beginning. I remember actually emailing David Gans originally to try to get that hour up here. So that's cool.
Yeah, which we still
have. We've been big fans of the radio station from the start, and love what you guys are doing.
Yeah, well, yeah, and literally we're celebrating 10 years on the air, but it sounds like you guys were here. Maybe not right from the jump, but pretty close.
Pretty close, I think.
Yeah. Summer 2009 is when we launched our business. So
the Evans Brothers Coffee Evans Brothers is 12 or 13 years old now, I guess.
Yeah, 12 and a half, is it?
Yeah.
Cool.
So you were actually a pretty young business, it sounds like to me, in when you first came on board.
We were. Yeah, I remember. I think it was even. You know, for the first year or so, we didn't even have a cafe. We were just roasting coffee.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, those were fun times for sure. We were still kind of trying to figure out,
Mail's here.
Our vision.
Was that in the same location as you are now?
Yeah, it all started right here, here at the Granary, 524 Church Street. Yeah, great space. You know, we thought it was a unique space and kind of a central location in town, tough to beat. And like I said, initially we were just doing wholesale coffee roasting. Our first couple of accounts were Ivano's and Tango Cafe.
Uh-huh.
Remember they gave us a shot. It was a big deal for us. And and then kind of a couple years into it, we built the espresso bar. There was a lot of curiosity about what we were doing over here and roasting coffee, but we weren't yet a coffee shop.
Yeah.
Have people come in, and I'd be roasting coffee, bagging coffee, and somebody walk in and want a cappuccino, and I jump over to our tiny little machine. But it wasn't until a year or two into it that we built the espresso bar. We've just kind of, since then, just tried to make improvements ever since.
That's supposed to be a broom closet when we got here.
Yeah.
And then the part that's where the actual bar is, and the area where everybody sits, the cafe, was Recoff out it, and it was various uses. It was a clothing shop.
This right.
Slash art
right next
space.
To us here?
Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. So.
Was it, so I that's before I lived in Sandpoint even.
Okay.
Was the building, in good shape? It had been in use, or was it?
It was kind of rough shape. Steve Holt, mm-hmm. John Edwards, owned this block, the Granary, mm-hmm. and they'd just done kind of the cafe area, or the roastery area, and we're looking for a tenant. We almost ended up in the, in Ponderay. And then kind of at the final hour, we found out about this location, and we liked the uniqueness of the space and everything. And as Rick was saying, we were kind of sharing this space. We weren't sure if we had a viable business yet for.
We were kind of like, can we put a couch in there, or maybe a table, and we could share it with you?
We were never really 2 feet into the whole cafe thing for the first year or so, and then it just kind of started. Kind of taken off. I think the grassroots thing that we have is, I think people connect with that, and and that's been pretty cool.
Yeah.
We didn't have any windows to the outside.
Really?
The sliding doors. And in here, there weren't many windows either. So it was kind of in the winter that that espresso bar was a bit of a box, like just boxed in.
Yeah. So would you, I mean, you're saying you didn't even know from the beginning that you wanted to have
a show? No, I told Rick. Yeah. So, you know, I had some coffee background of, you know, almost 10 years where I managed a cafe in Hawaii, and I was working as a roaster in Seattle. And, you know, when we started this, I was like, I don't know if I want to do the cafe thing, Rick. And it's kind of funny to think about now because we, you know, we have three cafes. But at the time, I just wanted to roast coffee and provide, you know, coffee around town. And but I think what was cool about starting the cafe was actually being able to prepare the coffee the way we wanted our customers to prepare the coffee and our partners. And I think that helped boost our reputation because of the you know, we put a lot of detail into our, you know, crafting an espresso beverage from the start. You know, we weigh and time every shot. You know, we're very, there's a lot of training that happens here. We're, you know, very particular about, you know, texturing the milk with milk steaming and just the education of the different coffees that we have. You know, we really have tried to push that as much as possible, and I think that's maybe an exciting thing about working here is that there's a lot to learn about coffee, and we, you know, there's as much as you want to put into it, you're going to get out of it. So
do you guys ever stop in small towns and try like a local coffee shop?
Of course. Absolutely. I mean, I love, you know, going and visiting other towns and cities and trying, you know, different roasters. And we're a big fan of, you know, a lot of roasters around the country. And it's super fun to discover, you know, just coffees from other, you know, quality focused roasters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was thinking of just in the opposite direction. I was thinking of how bad I've had experiences in other small towns on like a road trip across the United States. Pull in and say, "I'll try this cute little coffee shop."
Right.
It's like, "Whoa, this is not this is not Evans Brothers."
There's a lot of bad coffee out there for sure.
Yeah,
You know, it's been a cool industry though. In the last 10 years or more, there's been kind of a fervorish, you know, passionate growth and focus on just getting better as a whole. And
yeah,
it's exciting. You go to coffee trade shows and stuff and you see a lot of innovation happening within the industry, and it is a very exciting industry to be a part of for sure.
Here in Sandpoint, anything or what have been the biggest, I guess, changes in the last 10, well, we're celebrating 10 years. What's changed for you guys, and what have you noticed changing around you in this area?
Oh, I mean, I think as everybody, you know, the growth of this town. Yeah, it's a lot, so much building going on, and you know, you just, some of that is good and healthy for sure, but you want it to be sustainable, smart growth, and you know, yeah.
One of the things I like about our kind of place in the community and our cafe roastery here is it seems like there's still this continuation of Sandpoint as we've always experienced it, and you show up here and people see their friends, and you know, we walk into work, we know people that have been coming here for 10 years. And yeah, we have obviously in certain times of year it's more than others, plenty of tourists coming into town and new people moving here, but you know, new people move here and they find our shop and they're part of the community as well, and so I feel like my life and the people that I'm around that I see hasn't changed that much. Yeah, there's a little more traffic, and it's hard to find the housing, and all those issues, of course, are like, you know, can be frustrating. But I still feel like we still have this, what we've always had is this real tight community here.
Yeah,
and people that appreciate each other and support each other.
Yeah, I feel the same. And I've already taken up I've already gone over my 10 minutes
already.
It happens fast.
I can ramble, man. Sorry.
No, that's great. I guess the question then is what comes next, and what do you see for the next 10 years for Evans Brothers or the community in general? who cares? But, or you personally, what are you guys looking forward to?
Do you want to start on this, or
I mean, I guess
this is a big one.
The next, you know, with 10 years, I mean, we're not at a point where we're saying, hey, we want to open all these other shops. We're not saying that we won't open another place if the right thing, but really we're really focused on developing our team. We've done a lot of shifting around and getting people into places where they can thrive and trying to just really be the best that we can be. I mean, we have a really solid, like, well-rounded business between our mail order, our wholesale, and our cafe business. And so, like, we can always get better at what we do and in buying great coffees. We're continually trying to improve. You know, even now, Randy and Daniel, like, you know, leading the roasting team are always studying on how we can get the most out of every coffee. And so it's really, a lot of it is, like, just being better at managing our business that we have now is like, a lot of our focus you know, trying to eliminate mistakes. And, you know, we're not perfect. We're always learning. And, you know, there's always more. We can always do better. And so that's kind of been a theme. You know, we appreciate what we've done, but we're like, we've never rested on our laurels and, like, think that we have it all figured out, because we don't.
I think that was answered perfectly. I don't really have much to say to that. I totally agree. I think it's just, you know, we want to be a business that our town is proud of, our communities are proud of.
As do we at the community radio station. I'm glad I never met Scott Daly, but I'm glad you knew him. That's cool.
That's great guy. We miss him for sure.
I think I came in not long after he had unfortunately passed away. Susie was just saying, actually I think Susie and Sherry Daly had just talked, and Scott's message was, every cool town has a community radio station. I think that's absolutely right. And also, every cool town has to have a great coffee shop. That's it too. I really appreciate you guys' time this morning.
Absolutely. Yeah, thank you.
That's it.
Yeah, appreciate all you guys do for us.
We will look forward to another decade and more.
Sounds good.
Make a quick plug for our holiday procrastinator sale on December 18th. Last minute gift items from local crafters and artisans.
It's going to be fun. We got 20 crafters, and we're going to have some music and stuff. It'll be great.
And that'll be from 9 to 2 on Saturday the 18th, and then and it's free. And then in the outside, there's a solstice event that Rita Leader is leading up, that we're helping to sponsor. And so that'll take place with music and dancing and stuff on the 18th until about 10 o'clock. So.
That's Saturday?
Yep.
Saturday the 18th?
Yep.
Oh, that's great. cool. Well, maybe I'll see you guys there.
Sounds good.
All right. Thank you very much. We're going back now to live content in the studio. You're listening to 88.5 KRFY.